It is time to chat the weekly feed. And here with us now, we are joined by Callan Boyes. Morning, Callan.
Good morning.
What are we talking about this week?
We are talking about a few things. I've been all over the country eating for the Good Food Guide and having a bloody excellent time. But one place I haven't been is Alice Springs to have my favourite vanilla slice in Australia. But
okay.
That's okay, because I just found out yesterday that it's coming to Sydney. So let's backtrack a little bit there.
From Alice Springs?
Yeah. It's a good place for Italian food, Alice Springs. So I reviewed Bar Italia the other week. It's my icon review in the Sydney Morning Herald. So Bar Italia in Leichhardt has been there since 1952. It's pretty good. I mean, the gelato there is still excellent. The pasta's all around $16. I don't think any mains over $20. And it does what it says on the box, and it's a great time. And it's pretty much visited by anyone who has a pulse these days, from old blokes to Sopranos haircuts arguing about football and the Inner West Council to young kids in their school uniform school buying gelato. And, you know, I love Bar Italia a lot. Anyway, I was talking to the owner, Con, and Con purchased Bar Italia about 5 years ago with his wife and his sister-in-law and her husband and his best mate. Con's actually Greek, but his wife is Italian, and so is his sister-in-law. And so they come from the Ruffino family of Alice Springs. Now, their father is affectionately known as Papa Luigi, the Schnitzel King of Alice Springs.
What a title.
Yeah. I know. What are we doing with our life?
I know.
Why don't they have that title?
Why am I not a Schnitzel Queen?
So he actually passed away, but he had a park named after him in Alice Springs last year for his contribution to Italian cuisine in the Northern Territory.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. And I said to Con, I said, oh, you didn't happen to know the restaurant in Alice Springs, Casa Nostra? He's like, oh, that's my cousin's.
No way.
Like, oh, excellent. So what Casa Nostra do better than any other vanilla slice I've had in Australia is they make it with the Sayo biscuit. As the base. And I know Monty, who's the chef at Icebergs and the Dolphin Hotels in Sydney, he's been trying to perfect that recipe for a long time. He wants to do a trip over there and work out how it's made. I've been wanting to do the same thing, but we don't have to, because those guys are going to come to Sydney. I just found out yesterday. And you'll be in a masterclass on how to perfect the ultimate vanilla slice with the ultimate Sayo base. This is very, very exciting and huge in the world of desserts in Sydney.
That is brilliant news. Do we know when they're out here?
They'll be in July, and I think Con's going to do some stuff with Bar Italia around it. At the very least, I'll do a story in the Sydney Morning Herald and run a recipe.
I cannot wait to hear about the many uses of Sayo biscuits.
Papa Luigi, the Schnitzel King, the legacy lives on.
Like I said, that's the best title I've ever heard of anybody.
He has an MBE as well.
Really?
And a park. He was the real deal. He landed in Darwin by accident. He was destined for Sydney.
Oh, my God.
A mix-up, and then he's like, no, I quite like the Northern Territory. I'm going to make a name for myself here. And didn't he what?
What a dude.
Yeah. But I've been travelling around the country, which has been great. So this is why I'm on the phone. Still, I've just been in Melbourne, Perth, Tasmania. And one thing I will note that's been the best thing I've been finding across eating Australia is that potato scallops. I can say potato scallops because we're in New South Wales. We're in Victoria where they call them potato cakes.
Scallops is correct, objectively.
Has never sat right.
No.
I can't imagine that scallops $2 from the fish and chip shop song from the early 2000s or late 90s did too well down in Mexico there. But, so many restaurants are chucking on the menu now, and the kind of is like a little, like what Liddy used to be for caviar. Which is great. So, like, really good potatoes, fried in tempura, or sourdough starter, or beef batter, or something like that. Like, just done in, like, a really nice chefy way with some caviar or trout roe or salmon eggs or something like that on top and a bit of cultured cream. And I've seen it about 4 or 5 restaurants across Australia. I don't know who started it first. I don't care. All I know is it's delicious, and it's the best thing I've eaten in a long time. So, yeah, potato scallops. Hot new ingredient of 2019.
I'm into it. I'm all here for a good potato scallop, to be honest.
Yeah, not potato cakes.
No, God,
although,
no.
The problem is I was having this discussion with my girlfriend, and she's like, you know, potato cakes is definitely a less confusing name.
Nah.
Like, yeah.
Nah, not on board.
All that. Your logic. You might be right, but let's just put that back under the carpet. So I don't know. Yeah, yeah, because you know, scallops are the other delicious thing from the sea. I've just been loving that, and I'm just seeing like a lot of good food recently all around New South Wales. There's so many good places opening up, and I urge everyone to get out and go for a drive this winter and go and check out some of the amazing stuff and just amazing pubs. So many pubs I've been to recently in New South Wales and Victoria. We've just had great chefs that have worked at Hatted restaurants in Sydney or Melbourne, and they said, oh, look, rent's too high around here to open my own joint, but I really want to do that. And so they've taken their family to pubs, whether it be Newcastle or Hunter Valley or the Southern Highlands, and just doing great food. And so you can sit by the fire and get narcoleptically comfortable with a nice red wine and have a time. Close at home, though, pub food, I'd urge everyone, I said the thing I said this last time, to go over to the Old Fitz at Woolloomooloo this weekend, over for lunch and dinner. And Nick Hill, who's an old sous chef from Sepia Restaurant, one of our few three hat restaurants in Sydney, which is sadly moved to Melbourne last year, but Nick's stayed in Sydney, and he's one of the best pub food I've had in a long time. If you want chicken pork pies with mustard on the side, and he's doing what's called Chip Buddy Snack Pack. This most amazing chips I've had in Sydney in a long time. You can get little optional things on the side, such as a lardo top fried egg or a bit of mayonnaise with crab flick through, or beef dripping gravy with your chips and your white bread. And it is the best time you can have in Woolloomooloo with a beer in your hand, I think.
There's a lot of ideas for people who might not have had any plans for the weekend. We'll have to leave it there. Callum, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Jess. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Callum Boyes with the weekly feed. There you go. Giving you some ideas if you hadn't picked anything up, hadn't got any plans for the weekend. You do now.